We've recently heard a lot in recent days about how harmful e-cigarettes really are, especially to teens. But while the long-term impact of these devices is not known yet, doctors and scientists say we do know that nicotine has several harmful effects on young brains. For more on that, we're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Dr. Jonathan Winikoff, pediatrician and director of pediatric research at Massachusetts General Hospital's Tobacco Research and Treatment Center. Doctor, thanks for joining us this morning. How does nicotine affect a teen brain differently than an adult's brain?
Well, because the brain is still under development, nicotine causes long-term structural and functional changes. It can reduce the number of cells in the cerebral cortex, the midbrain, and the hippocampus, and these changes are associated with lasting cognitive and behavioral impairment.
So let's talk a bit about this. Obviously, the controversy now raging around these Juuls and other e-cigarettes that are in the marketplace. The FDA has jumped into the controversy with both feet this week. Is there something that we've been able to quantify, given the explosive, quick uptake of these by younger users, in terms of how it's affecting them?
A couple of things. One is we know that teens who are non-smokers, who initiate with nicotine through these vape products are four times more likely to take up combusted tobacco use. So that means they're graduating into the lit form of tobacco, which is one of the most dangerous commercial products that exists. And it also potentiates or increases the chances that the brain will change and become susceptible to other drugs of abuse. And this is because it sets up the addiction pathway in the reward centers of the brain for drugs such as cocaine. This has been well studied, and there's a very strong molecular genetic basis, actual changes that occur in these learning centers of the brain that make it hungry for a drug.
And these effects, are they lifelong affecting?
They are long-term, and we don't really have the human data to tell us whether or not they're lifelong, but they certainly extend through the age of 25 when kids are most at risk of experimenting with other substances. So not only is nicotine itself harmful in terms of the adolescent's own brain development, it potentiates or increases the chances for them to use other substances. And certainly just behaviorally, you can imagine, once someone is inhaling things into their lungs and gets over that big hump of it's somehow okay to inhale ultra-fine particulate matter into my lungs, they may be more likely to experiment with other things.
Doctor, the question, I guess, for a lot of people is, because there seems to be a lot of anecdotal evidence that kids are using these devices because they don't want to smoke. They think smoking tobacco is kind of nasty and ugly. Let's leave that debate aside. Do we know whether they're getting more nicotine into their systems with the typical usage patterns with these electronic products than two or three generations ago teenagers did when they were smoking?
That's a brilliant question. I'm really glad you asked that. So it looks like, based on the new data, unfortunately, that the way kids are using these pod systems, they're getting higher levels of nicotine than they were getting with being regular teen tobacco users. And part of that is that they can conceal these devices, they can use them more frequently, and they can inhale more rapidly because the way that the companies have put high levels of acids into the nicotine compounds, super concentrated solutions, kids can vape over and over again, and they don't get that natural shutoff that says there's something poisonous that you're putting into your body. They just keep doing it. I've seen anecdotes about kids sort of having contests about how many puffs they can take. And that's led to very high levels of nicotine, which leads to faster addiction, harder to quit. And it takes even less nicotine to get addicted when you're a teenager. So really, it's three strikes against you if you're trying to eliminate nicotine addiction in the U.S. population with these products out on the market.
Dr. Winikoff, thank you for your time this morning. Dr. Jonathan Winikoff, a pediatrician and director of pediatric research at Massachusetts General Hospital's Tobacco Research and Treatment Center.